Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
The Denver Nuggets beat the Wolves last year in five. They would defeat the Miami Heat and win the world championship. They have the best player in the game. And the Wolves have a deep team. They have a star. They came off a four-game sweep of the Suns, and this is the most anticipated second-round matchup in the league. And Britt Robson, for multiple outlets, has covered the Wolves right from the start, and his insight is always on point. And like all of our guests, Britt is on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Always a pleasure, my friend. Let's talk about the Wolves compared to last year. They will have Nasri. They will have Jaden McDaniels. They have other players who are playing better, in particular, number five. Naw is certainly better. With the Nuggets, are they better? So what do you see when we just analyze where those two teams were 12 months ago compared to now?
Well, certainly on paper, the Nuggets are not better because they lost two key members of their bench. Bruce Brown and Jeff Green were arguably sixth and seventh men. Christian Brown, you could argue, was the eighth man. He could have been the seventh. But Bruce Brown was definitely their main guy off the bench, and he was very important to them. All season long, the Nuggets have been trying to hone their bench so that it is better. This guy, Peyton Watson, young defender, he's come on really well. The last time he played against the Wolves, he blocked four shots in the first half. So he gets after it. Christian Brown remains on that bench. But I would argue that the non-Jokic minutes, when the consensus MVP for the third time is not on the floor for Denver, that those are minutes the Wolves have to win. Having Naz Reid be able to come off that bench as opposed to having an injured wrist last season makes a big difference.
Yep.
On the other hand, what I will say about Denver that may make them better is that they've been through it now. They've
yes.
played through June, you know, and that enables a team to kind of pace itself. You noticed right after the All-Star break, that team ticked up a notch. I think that's what championship-oriented teams do. The Wolves haven't had that luxury. The Wolves were proving things to themselves as well as to other people this year. Denver doesn't have to prove that. They know who they are. They have the best starting five in the NBA. But I think if you take it as a net, I would say net pros and cons, the fact that Bruce Brown was so important, Denver is probably just a little bit more vulnerable this year than they were last year.
So let's talk about how Chris Finch has used Rudy Gobert in an ideal world against the Joker. He has
yes.
used Towns, Nas, and even Kyle Anderson, and try to use Rudy as the roamer. Now, that's not to say Rudy will not guard the best player in the game, but they would rather use this. Do you see any reason why they would change that early? And when Denver has countered this, and when they've been effective, what have they done?
Well, first of all, never say never, because the playoffs are, you know, one of the great things about the playoffs is it's chess at a very intense level, and moves and counter moves are made within the course of a 4-7 game series pretty assiduously. So it's certainly possible that the Wolves will deviate from that. I don't think they will, certainly not until it's proven to not work at all, because Gobert lurking takes away a lot of the passing lanes that Jokic likes to use. And Jokic would prefer to pass rather than shoot. That mm-hmm. He's just that kind of player. He's the best passer of any position in the NBA.
By far.
And against the Wolves, the first three games of the season that they met up, he had 10 assists and 14 turnovers. Now, he's 3-1 ratio, you know, nine assists a game to three turnovers a game. In the last game, he had 7 assists and 2 turnovers, and Kat was not available to guard Jokic. Nas and Kyle Anderson were not up to the challenge. Rudy was put on him. Jokic abused all of them. He hit 16 of 20 shots and scored 41 points in addition to those 7 assists. When they do it well, when Jokic is able to get a rhythm going, a passing rhythm as well as a shooting rhythm, a lot of it does have to do with how well everybody else is defending away from Jokic. And when the Wolves have not had really a Gobert or anybody else, you know, minding the cutters, minding the kickouts, and also the Jamal Murray Jokic two-man game. I mean, we're talking five-man game for a minute and a half court,
yeah,
but
right.
The two-man game of Jamal Murray and Nikola Jokic is exquisite. And
it's the best in
that
the league.
Is another thing. If the Wolves are really not on point for that, the Nuggets can always exploit the slightest margin of error there.
Brett Rapson with us. You can read his great work on the Wolves, Min Post. He's also on a number of podcasts, including with Dane Moore on a regular basis. So let's stay with the Joker a little bit more. He is so unique. He is, I honestly, I think he's one of the 10 best, my 10 most enjoyable players I've ever watched in the entirety of my life, because I just love how unselfish, I love how creative, I love how he can influence the game in so many ways. I love the force he'll decide to play with, the finesse, how he will ball handle, how he will get the rebound, he'll dribble up court. So let's stay with those matchups. You know, the Wolves and foul trouble and complaining. They did a very good job of that most of the Phoenix series. So to give Mike Anori / Chris Finch that optionality that we're talking about, they are going to be in such a better position if those three guys we're talking about outside of Gobert, in particular Kat, right, doesn't get into early foul trouble. And I thought Kat in the first two games in Minnesota, he had some moments, right? I'm not saying he wasn't impactful, but he had some moments. I thought in Phoenix he was fabulous, in particular in game four. I think Karl Towns, again in this series, is so important to the Wolves' chances of winning this series, because I fully believe that Denver, rightfully so, Britt, should be the slight favorites. I think it's slight. I absolutely think Minnesota can win this series.
I pretty much have to hold my tongue because, you know, I just got through watching a four-game sweep against a team with two Hall of Famers and maybe a third, and also the fact that I've covered this team for pretty much 35 years, and this is the second time they've been in this territory.
Yeah.
So my enthusiasm would run away from me. I pretty much have to – my mind pretty much says that Denver has to be the slight favorites. I can't think of the Wolves being in a better position health-wise throughout the team, mindset-wise, Finch being not able to be right up front and center because of that injury is a demerit. But mostly, I would say the Wolves are – you know, you can't say peaking, but they are coalescing and exhibiting great chemistry at the right time. Now, I will agree with you about Kat. The cool thing about Kat is that he has never been much better than a mediocre defender, but for some reason, he has always guarded Jokic well.
I agree with you.
And I think they personally the fact that they were coming up at the same time.
Yes.
And Cat was he when he was being named the player that the NBA general managers would most like to build around.
Exactly.
And he had to go up against the Embiids and the Jokic's and some of these other people. Those matchups were regarded as test cases. And for whatever reason, Cat did very well in those head-to-head matchups, and it gave him a lot of confidence where he sometimes his confidence is thin. I think he has a depth of confidence guarding Jokic that is very, very helpful. And I think that if he is able to do his typical work on Jokic, then the Wolves, that's about the best the Wolves could hope for. And also, I mean, he guarded Kevin Durant. He didn't do well at it, but nobody does, and enabled the other four matchups to line up better for the Wolves. And so he's got to be thinking, and Ann has been giving him all kinds of flowers. That transition of alpha has really worked out well. Cat's in a good space right now, so I expect he may do well.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
Yeah, someone who knows Cat well, I've talked to multiple times over the years, and there was a point when that dynamic between him and Jokic was not great because Cat was bugged when people were saying all the flowers going to Jokic, and Cat was saying, what about me? What about me? Right, I think they've actually personally developed a little better of a camaraderie being in All-Star games, et cetera.
Yeah.
But Cat also still wants to show the world that, yeah, he's raving about Ant, and Ant clearly is the alpha on this team, but don't worry, don't forget about me and how I can play against this guy. So let's get to Ant and Jamal Murray. Jamal Murray hit the two closers against the Lakers, a Lakers team, Britt, where they don't have great defensive players. They just don't.
Right.
The Wolves, outside of just Rudy, And Rudy's the clear-cut best defense player in the game this year. They have all these guys we talk about with Jaden and Ant and Walker and even Kyle Anderson. So talk about how the Wolves are going to try to match up with Murray, and then let's talk about Denver where the Suns just loaded up so much on Ant, and Ant's decision-making was so appreciably better in this series. You think about where he was even last year of just – pounding that ball and looking for the one-on-one. I just thought it was possession after possession where it was clinical, where Edwards was making the right decision. Just how essential those two guys are and how the defenses are going to match up against them.
Well, it's a good comparison because there are certain players, and you never know who they will be until it happens, who just raise their game in bigger moments. And both Jamal Murray and Anthony Edwards have almost always had much, much better postseasons than regular seasons, just in terms of not only teamwork, but confidence in their shot, bold decision-making, upgraded defense. That's what those two share. The Wolves will guard Murray with Jaden McDaniels. Na did a really good job on him last year. I thought Na might have played better than any other Timberwolf aside from Edwards last year in the playoffs, and I thought he did a great job. But they like Jaden's size on Murray, and one of the things I just wrote about this the other day, they don't like each other. Murray and McDaniels don't like each other, and I don't know if they how they feel off the court, but they are really chippy with each other on the court, and that will be an interesting dynamic because I think that it's easier to get inside Jade McDaniels' head than it is inside Jamal Murray's, and I'm wondering if Jamal Murray maybe playing some mind games there. There was I think the second game between the two teams where Murray was kind of chipping him on the
that.
Side, and Jaden turned around and just shoved him well after the whistle, and you know, got a tee, and Murray got his free throws and everything. That kind of stuff can happen. To his credit, Jaden McDaniels has mostly been under control this season. He had a time when his defense slumped a little bit, right around the All-Star break, before and after. But I do think that he did a great job on Devin Booker in the playoffs. And I think that if it isn't when Jaden has to sit down or gets in foul trouble, they do have a lot of different options. Nickeil Alexander-Walker would be the second pick, especially given his play against him last season in the playoffs. But then you've got, you know, Monte Morris off the bench has turned out to be a very good on-ball defender.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Ant, if he wants to take that challenge and they want to load that up on him, certainly in short stints he can do it, and also for, you know, extended periods, a whole rotation if necessary. So, and then, you know, there's various ways, you know, you can alter your defenses. Some teams do a lot of switching and cheating on Jokic and Murray to prevent that two-man game. The Wolves' wrinkle is, of course, to put Cat on Jokic and have Gobert kind of a floater, ostensibly guarding Aaron Gordon, but not really. That's that side of the matchup.
You know,
and then on the other side,
you know, Brett,
I really do think...
I got to jump in because we're just up against the hard break.
Oh, sure, no problem.
Yeah, understand. Great stuff as always, my friend. Probably the two of us combined have watched as many Wolves games as any, so it'll be very curious to see how this plays out. I will reach out to you again soon. Enjoy the games.
All righty.
Britt Robson, MinPost, often with Dane Moore on his podcast. He's great. We got to pause here for me to talk about K&S. Heating Air. Trust me, I can talk Wolves with Britt for about five more hours. K&S Heating and Air, Plumbing and Electric. They're great. They're just great. They got a new showroom. They've been in business for 35 years, and they have a great deal. Because eventually you're going to need to replace your furnace and your air conditioner if you own your place. You're at an apartment, it's obviously a different situation. For $7,795, how about a Lennox high-efficiency furnace and AC? You want a heat pump? They can do that also at ksheating.com. At minimum, have them out for a free visit. Maybe you just need the spring and fall tune-up. That's what I do. Although I did replace, about 2-3 years ago, my furnace and AC. Good people, quality product, tens of thousands of repeat customers. I'm one of them. KSHeating.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.